This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program. I am so excited about these programs because we're talking about the Holy Spirit, your amazing helper. Are you looking for an amazing helper? Well, you've caught one. When you got born again, he came in on the inside and he brought his very character, his love, his power right on the inside of you. Is that just not amazing? But what I'm telling you, it's not just words, it's really the truth. And the more we're convicted by this truth, the more we're going to see the character of Jesus coming out and through our lives. Well, I want to offer you my study guide, The Holy Spirit, the Amazing Helper, your amazing helper. And if you get this, then you can study right along with me. And if you know somebody that maybe they don't want to study, maybe they just want to watch something, there's also a 5-part video series. And also, I want to offer you something I think that's really going to help you. If you've thought, I just don't know, how can I ever be healed of this sickness? Or maybe you're watching right now and you're thinking, I think I'm just going to have this sickness for the rest of my life. I'm just going to have to endure it. I understand those kind of thoughts. And that's why I want to offer you my book. It's called Jesus is Your Healer. He's not only just your Savior, He's your healer. Jesus did a complete work on the crucifixion and in the scourging that he endured before he was crucified. Because Isaiah 53 says that by his wounds, by his bruising, by the slashing that went through those whips that came around him from those Roman soldiers, they pierced into Jesus' body, and every drop of blood that came out of Jesus' body carried your healing and my healing in it. And that's what I want to show you in this book, that he's not only your Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that he's our Savior and that we're going to go to heaven when we die. But he doesn't want us to be tormented by sickness and disease on this earth. So I want you to get this book, Jesus is Your Healer. And if you need prayer, please let us know how we can pray for you, because we're there just waiting for the phone to ring or to get an email from you, because we do want to agree with you and pray with you. And if God's doing something special in your life, please let us know, because we want to rejoice with you. Well, I want you to stay with me, because I'm coming right back and we're going to open the Word of God and we're going to study about this amazing helper, the Holy Spirit, and how he makes himself known by being the Spirit of Truth. Well, are you ready to study the Word of God and to see what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit? Well, we're in John chapter 14, verse 17. And the scripture says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he is with you and he will be in you. So the Spirit of truth, the world, they don't receive him. They don't know him. They don't see him. And friend, we cannot compare ourselves to like the world because they don't have the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. They don't recognize the Holy Spirit. They don't see Him. They don't have the things inside of them, His love or His power or His convictions like you do. And so we're not to be anything like the world. Live in the world, but not be like the world. But we have the Spirit of truth. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Because the Spirit of truth, what does He want to give us? He wants to give us truth. Truth. You know, nowadays people say, well, that's your truth. I have a different truth. No, there is one truth, and it is what the Scripture says. It is the Word of God. And sadly to say, they can claim their truth, but there's coming a day where they will stand before the one who is true, and they will know that their truth, it wasn't the truth. It was a lie. It was the deception of the enemy to bring them into a place of destruction. But you and I, we have the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. He's guiding us and leading us into His truth. Well, so it matters what we look at. It matters what we think about, because the Spirit of truth, He is wanting to give us that truth. Now look at Romans chapter 8, and we're going to see an amazing truth. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, the Bible says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through His Spirit who dwells in you. So this raising from the dead Spirit dwells in you. It is the Holy Spirit. He gave you when He came into you. He gave you raising from the dead power. That's what the Scripture is saying. And He's saying that even that Spirit, it will quicken your mortal body. Now, what does that mean? Well, when I think of quickening your mortal body, like, let's say you're exhausted. Maybe you're exhausted right now, but the Spirit of God is in you. And we can say, Lord, I'm exhausted. But Lord, I am recognizing the Spirit of God in me, and He has quickening power to my mortal body. So I receive His power right now. That's taking that power. You see, friend, the Holy Spirit didn't come into us so we could just live our lives like normal. He came into us to give us power. He came into us when we're exhausted, that we can say, Holy Spirit, I know I'm exhausted. You know I'm exhausted, but You live inside of me, and I thank You for Your quickening power right now. You see, that changes your life. That changes your mood. That changes your abilities. It's not just that we know a Bible verse. It's that this power that's been given to us, and as we learn about it in the Word of God, that it becomes a part of our daily life, of our normal living. The Holy Spirit wants to make a difference in you and me. And we have to know what it is that He has for us. And it's the Spirit of truth right now speaking to your heart and saying, this is the truth. I have given you that power. I have given you an ability to overcome when you feel weak in your body, or when you want to be angry with somebody, or when you want to say something or do something that you shouldn't do. You have the quickening power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And that's the Spirit of truth telling you that. Well, the Spirit of truth, he has more to tell us, and I want to share this with you because I think this is just fantastic. And it is verse 12 of Romans chapter 8. And the Bible says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Now, even many, many years ago, when Rick and I would be traveling on the road and Paul was like 2 or 3 years old back in the back seat and Philip was in the front seat with me in my lap. At that time, they didn't enforce seat belts all the time, so Philip was right there. We were in this tiny little car. We'd be driving from place to place and Rick would be preaching and I'd be singing and we're taking care of our kids and we're just living together in hotels and in this car. And we were driving in the car and I was reading the Bible and I saw that verse that I didn't owe a debt to the flesh. I'll read it to you again. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Okay, so we have a debt, but it's not to the flesh. So when our flesh says, you owe me, and our flesh says, you don't want to rejoice right now. You don't want to forgive right now. You don't want to believe the best about that person right now. You don't want to stop eating when you know that you should. You don't want to give. You want to be greedy. You see, our flesh, it has a voice. It talks, but we don't owe it anything. Isn't that what the scripture just said? It said we're debtors, but not to the flesh. Why are we not debtors to the flesh? Because Jesus paid our debt. And I want to show you that. First of all, in Colossians chapter 1, the first verse I want to show you is verse 13. And it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So he snatched us out, delivered us out of that power of darkness. We don't owe that power because Jesus delivered us out of it. We don't owe the flesh. We're not debtors to the flesh because Jesus delivered us out of that. You know, the word church in Greek means ekklesia. Well, ek means out and klesia means to call. So when Jesus saved you, he said to you, and he gave you the faith to believe on him, he said, out, come out of that presence of darkness, of that kingdom of darkness, and I call you into the kingdom of my dear son. And I want to show you something else. It's in Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Do you see how Jesus paid our debt and that we don't owe the flesh anything? This is what Jesus did. He made us holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. That's amazing. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says that he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You see, when God looks at you, your debt's been paid. He sees you in your spirit. You're holy. You're blameless. You're above reproach. And you're righteous. Now that is the truth. And that is what the Spirit of Truth wants to show you and I, who we really are on the inside. Not so that, you know, if somebody hears that and they said, well, hallelujah, I'm so good on the inside, I'm so great, I can do anything that I want to do. Well, I'm sorry to say this, but if you have that attitude of I can do anything I want to do, I can sin any way I want to sin, I don't know that you really have this amazing Savior and His power on the inside of you. Because when you recognize what He has done for you, that He paid your debt, He has canceled it. You don't owe the flesh anything. It's by that very act of that redemption that gives us power over sin, not to say, yes, I can sin any way I want. I'm telling you, this is so powerful that you and I don't owe anything to the flesh. Now, I want to give you an example. Okay, now, probably you've probably been tempted to complain, or probably you have even done it. Well, I'll just confess to you right now, I've done it and been tempted to many times. And I succumbed to that temptation and I complained. Well, now, through what we're learning from the scriptures, though, we have a power on the inside that we don't have to be a complaining, griping, arguing person. Now, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, I want to show you. It's actually a command of Scripture. It says, and this is the Apostle Paul, who could have complained all day long because of where he was. He's in prison. He's in a horrible prison. Scholars say that in this prison that he was standing in sewage. His arms were in stocks to the wall. Death all around him. Rats crawling on the sewage because that's what he was standing in. The sewage would come from, this is horrible, but it would come from all the pipes and this big castle that was above the prison. And all the sewage would come down those pipes and into this room. And that's where the Apostle Paul was standing. This is what historians tell us. And wouldn't you say he had a lot to complain about? I would say he did. But look what he says. He says, do all things without complaining and disputing. How could he say that? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. And he knew he didn't owe the flesh anything. That the power of the flesh to control him, to press him, to get him to complain, that Jesus had already paid that debt. And on the inside, he was holy. He was blameless. He was above reproach. He was the righteousness of God. And look what happens in verse 15. When we don't complain, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without reproach, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights. When we don't complain and we choose to be thankful, we shine. Because this world is complaining about everything. We've even given it an audience. We've even made it a profession. Some people do it for a profession, and they complain and criticize and judge and put it out there on the internet and on social media for everyone to read and everyone to see their opinion. And in our society, not only have we ignored what the scripture says to not complain or grumble, but we have said, do it and we'll publish it for you. Do you see the pressure and the opposite of this world compared to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that lives on the inside of you and lives on the inside of me? And that's so great power. You know, I'm talking to somebody right now, and I know you're saying, wow, that is powerful. Powerful to not be able to complain. That's really powerful. How many people do you see that are really joyful who complain? I don't. But how many people do you see that have joy and a power about them who are thankful? You know, thanksgiving is the opposite of complaining. And the very one on the inside of you, he gives you and I the power to be thankful and not complain. That is the Spirit of truth speaking to us right now. You know, the Spirit of truth, he takes what I'm saying to you, and because he's the teacher, and he gives you a revelation that it's not just a Bible verse, but this is inside of me. This is truth. This is truth for me. This is, I can have power over my bad mood or over my complaining that I do in the morning, and I can be thankful that I even woke up. I can be thankful that I have the people in my house that are with me, that I have the ability to serve them, that I can hear, that I can see, that I can think. Being thankful is the opposite of complaining. Complaining is giving into that debt of the flesh. But being thankful is not owing the flesh anything and giving to and agreeing with the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. He is revealing to us today as the Spirit of truth that he's inside of us and that we don't owe our flesh anything. Isn't that powerful? Oh, I've enjoyed teaching you this word today. I've enjoyed it so much. Now I want you to stay with me because I'm going to come right back and we're going to pray together and agree together and open our hearts more to the Spirit of truth who's on the inside of us, that we can listen to him and that he will guide us into his truth. And the scripture that we study, the scripture that we read, it won't just be just scripture in our mind or something we memorized, but a real truth that we're living every day. Well, stay with me, and we're going to pray together.
Jesus may have ascended to heaven, but he didn't leave you on your own without a guide. Jesus promised you another helper, the Holy Spirit, would come and abide in you. When you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside and you are sensitive to His voice, your life will be forever changed. In her eye-opening series, The Holy Spirit, Your Amazing Helper, Denise Renner teaches about the attributes of the Holy Spirit and how He is present to assist you each and every day. In this five-part series, Denise will discuss how the Holy Spirit is, the one who is just like Jesus, the Spirit of Truth, the Teacher and Revealer, the Great Treasure Hunter. This powerful five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains how there is nothing in the heart or will of God that wants you to stay sick or in pain. God does not use sickness or infirmity as a means to teach you a single thing. The simple but profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can purchase Jesus is Your Healer for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, The Holy Spirit, Your Amazing Helper, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Isn't this great news? I mean, we have the Spirit of Truth on the inside of us, and the Holy Spirit, He wants to show us the truth. He wants to teach us. He wants to show us that, no, you don't have to act this way right this minute. No, you don't have to say that right this minute. In the Spirit of Truth, He's leading us into that truth. And that He's showing us how powerful He is on the inside of us and that we don't owe our flesh. That's so great. That's so great. Sometimes, you know, you and I, we're just like, oh, I can't do this. I can't take this. I'm good. And we complain or we're arguing or we don't think we can have control. But I'm telling you what. The one on the inside of you, the Spirit of Truth, says we can. And we don't owe the flesh or that bad attitude anything. That is great news. Well, I want to offer to you the five-part video series one more time in case you know somebody who might benefit from this and not want to read something or the study guide. I'm ready to pray with you. Father, oh, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that is living on the inside of us and that He's the Spirit of Truth. And that, Lord, we saw by your word that we do not and we are not debtors to the flesh. And that you paid our debt. And that when you look at us, you don't see debtors to the flesh, bound to the flesh. You see us holy on the inside. You see us unblameable. You see us unreproachable. And Lord, we thank you for this revelation and for the Spirit of Truth giving us this truth today. And we love you and we pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friend, I love sharing the Word of God with you, and I'll see you on our next program.